The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, June 9, 2023. The Cuban Foreign Ministry on Thursday described as totally mendacious and unfounded information the publication by the U.S. newspaper The Wall Street Journal on an alleged agreement with China in military matters for the installation of a spy base. The Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, stressed in a press release that these are fallacies promoted with the perfidious intention of justifying the unprecedented intensification of Washington's economic blockade against the Caribbean nation and the destabilization campaigns. With Fernandez, the COSIO gave as an example those referring to the alleged acoustic attacks against U.S. diplomatic personnel in Havana, the falsehood about a non-existent Cuban military presence in Venezuela, and the lie about the imaginary existence of biological weapons laboratories. Regardless of Cuba's sovereign rights in defense matters, our country is a signatory of the Declaration of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace, signed in Havana in January 2014. By virtue of it, we reject any foreign military presence in Latin America and the Caribbean, he emphasized. The drug Haverpro-P continues as the only one of its kind and very effective 17 years after its recognition in the Cuban Health Registry on June 8, 2006. On its Twitter account, the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology recalled that Haverpro-P is an innovative and very effective biotechnological drug for the treatment of diabetic foot ulcers. Eduardo Martinez, president of the business group of the biotechnological and pharmaceutical industries of Cuba, BioCuba Pharma, stated that there is still no other product in the world similar to this. Although its effectiveness has been demonstrated for more than 20 years and some 26 countries have registered it, thus favoring the quality of life of almost 450,000 people, this milestone of Cuban science is renewed to become a better ally for patients. President Miguel Díaz-Canel received the Vice President of the U.S. Food Industry Association, Mark Baum, and the head of the Hope for Cuba Foundation, Jorge Ignacio Fernandez. The head of state informed through his Twitter account that in the meeting, they talked about business potentialities between both countries and the impediments imposed by the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington on the island. The U.S. businessman had met last Monday with the president of the Cuban Chamber of Commerce, Antonio Carricarte, to whom they expressed their interest in establishing commercial ties with the Caribbean nation, particularly in the food sector. Both Fernandez and Baum agreed on the effects caused by the U.S. blockade on Cuba and the inclusion of the island in the list of countries sponsoring terrorism. A group of Cuban companies presented the island's tourism product in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo in an event supported by the Unique Cuba campaign. The launch began in a hotel in Sao Paulo with music from the West Indies and continued with presentations on the product by all the companies that included Cubasol, Cubanacan, Cubatour, Iberostar, Melia, Gaviota Tour, Blue Diamond, and Palmares. Such promotions were supported by audiovisuals on large screens that provided essential information in the form of documentaries and photographs. Multiple tourism options were offered, including leisure, nature, diving, culture, health, optional tours, and bird watching, among many other modalities. Authorities convened Thursday the 39th edition of the Havana International Fair, FIHAV 2023, Cuba's most important trade fair, to be open from November 6 to 11. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Ricardo Cabrizas, who is also the president of the organizing committee, signs the official press release of the call, which reveals interest from the global business sector. Organized at the Expo Cuba Fairgrounds, it is the leading event in the country because it presents investment opportunities and economic development prospects in Cuba. The event, taking place since 1983, is an excellent business platform for new companies and those already established, the organizing committee stated. The sixth investment forum will take place as part of the VHAF, an opportunity for bilateral meetings between Cuban and foreign entrepreneurs, potential foreign investors, and exchange ideas. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.